basic purpose, the basic relationship between us and the People's Republic of China is the result of the congruence of some perceptions of the international environment. And therefore, on many of these visits, a significant part of the discussion concerns a review of the international situation and to see to what degree we agree or disagree. The process of normalization of relations between the People's Republic and the United States has been established in the Shanghai Communique. We intend to live up to this, and we intend to continue the process of normalization to its ultimate conclusion. I do not anticipate that it will be completed on the next visit, but I do not exclude that some progress would be made.
Mr. Daniel.
Mr. Secretary, Warren Nutter, former Assistant Secretary of Defense, has published a study in which he says that your diplomacy in Russia has created too much detente, an over-relaxation of tension, that the United States is giving away too much for too little. As you know, many conservatives are consequently very suspicious of detente. Does this mean that the Ford administration is going to retain its full faith in detente, or will there be some change under the pressure of 1976 politics?
The impression is created that detente, which is a bad word anyway, is something that we grant to the Russians as a favor and that we withhold as a punishment. But the fact of the matter is that there are certain basic conditions that bring about this policy. The fact that the Soviet Union and the United States possess nuclear weapons capable of destroying humanity. The fact that we impinge on each other in many parts of the world, so that we are at the one and the same time rivals, and yet we must regulate our conduct in such a way that we do not destroy humanity in conducting our disputes. We are ideological opponents, and yet, in a way, we are doomed to coexist. Those are the realities. They cannot be removed by rhetoric. And those are realities to which every president has been brought back throughout the history of the post-war period. The foreign policy of this country will be conducted with concern for the national interest and for world peace, and it will not be affected by the presidential campaign.
Mr. Lissagor.
Mr. Secretary, you're known for playing diplomacy close to the vest, and some former intelligence officials in the government have said that what you and the President, President Nixon, as well as Ford, have talked about to foreign leaders never got communicated through the system so that they could make expert appraisals of that. Are those charges true?
Well, I sometimes suspect that if I started reading the most top-secret documents from the top of the Washington Monument, we would still be accused of playing diplomacy close to the vest. To some extent, a certain amount of confidentiality is essential. This depends entirely on the relationship of confidence that exists between the head of the State Department intelligence, for example, and the Secretary of State. The current director of intelligence in the Department of State attends every top-level meeting with Soviet and other key leaders, and he has no problem of receiving access. There are some in every administration. There have been some extremely confidential documents that were not necessarily distributed to every intelligence analyst in town. They're always distributed to some key advisors. Who the key advisors are depends on whom the Secretary of State and the President have confidence in. But it is in the interest of the President and the Secretary of State to get the widest possible relevant advice, so I would reject this particular charge.
But, Mr. Secretary, the President has just lifted the embargo on grain sales to Poland. Can you tell us what is holding up the decision on grain sales to the Soviet Union?
Well, we are still discussing a long-term grain deal with the Soviet Union. And until that is completed, we are not in a good position to judge the total availabilities in relation to the demand. But as the President indicated yesterday, we are making progress in that long-term grain deal.
Are you certain that a deal will go through?
I'm not certain, but I'm optimistic.
Will the U.S. be likely to attach any significant reciprocal conditions to a deal?
The context in which a deal is made is always clear, and the conditions of the agreement themselves, as they now stand and as they will be negotiated, are in our view very favorable to the United States.
Mr. Valeriani.
How close are you to making a deal, Mr. Secretary? And in that connection, do you think you can make a deal for buying Russian oil?
We are discussing both of these issues, not directly linked, but in a parallel framework. We are quite close to making a deal on grain. We still have some additional considerations to discuss in the case of oil, but we have made progress on that too.